Today on Gardening in a Minute, sooty mold. Plants can be bothered by a number of pests and diseases, including a fungal disease called sooty mold. Sooty mold appears as a black velvety coating on the leaves of certain plants like camellias, hollies, and citrus. Although it's unattractive, sooty mold usually doesn't damage plants. The mold actually grows on the honeydew excreted by sucking insects like scale and aphids. When the sticky liquid falls on the leaves below, it creates an ideal growth medium for sooty mold. The best way to prevent sooty mold is to manage the insects. To tackle the insects, try blasting the plant with the hose or using insecticidal soap, since these options are effective but non-toxic to kids, pets, and other animals. For more information about sooty mold, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, growing olives in Florida. Think of olive trees and you may think of the Mediterranean, but did you know that you can grow olive trees in Florida? Their beautiful silvery foliage can complement any landscape, and the olives can be cured and eaten or pressed for oil. Several other Florida plants are known as olive, so be sure to purchase a European olive tree. Suitable cultivars include self-fertile ones like Arbequina, Mission, or Manzanilla. Planting more than one cultivar close together may increase fruit set. Plant your olive trees in a sunny spot with well-drained soil. Once established, they'll require minimal care, but you will need to protect them if winter temperatures drop below 20 degrees. Depending on the cultivar, you can be enjoying your own olives in just 3 years. For more information about fruit trees and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, papyrus. Papyrus is a wonderful perennial plant for Florida water gardens. It produces tall stalks of tufted umbrella-like foliage that make a great backdrop for other plants, and they can also be cut and added to floral arrangements. Most papyrus plants grow up to 10 feet tall, but smaller forms are available. Your papyrus will spread over time, and you can make new plants by dividing the clump. Another propagation trick is to bend a stem so that the leaves stay underwater and eventually put out new roots. To keep it from crowding out other plants, keep your papyrus in a container. It grows best in full or partial sun and needs consistently wet soil or even standing water. Papyrus dates back to Egyptian times, but it's perfect for any modern water garden. For more information about papyrus and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, cigar flower. Cigar flower is a standout plant for the summer garden because it produces beautiful reddish-orange flowers all season long. Another perk of cigar flower is that it attracts hummingbirds because it has the tubular-shaped flowers that these tiny birds love to feed from. This tropical plant grows as a perennial in South Florida but may freeze back or even be killed by winter temperatures in Central or North Florida. Plant your cigar flower in full sun in a well-drained and rich soil. It performs best if given water and fertilizer on a regular basis. Each plant can grow 2 to 3 feet tall and equally as wide. You can give yours a denser, fuller shape by pinching or pruning it throughout the summer. Plant one of the many selections and enjoy a colorful summer. For more information about cigar flower and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, hurricane lilies. In late summer, hurricane lilies make their dramatic appearance in Florida landscapes. The airy clusters of flowers appear when the plants themselves have no leaves, making them look like they popped up out of nowhere. The flowers can be red, white, or golden yellow. The foliage appears later and persists through the winter. Once the heat of summer hits, the leaves die back. Because of its growth habits, hurricane lily is sometimes known as surprise lily, resurrection lily, or spider lily. Hurricane lilies can be grown in North and Central Florida in sun or partial shade. They may take a few years to begin blooming. Over time, they'll grow into larger clumps that can be lifted and divided, making them the perfect pass-along plants to share with friends. For more information about hurricane lilies and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM.